Tank Talk is officially on Team Redcon 1. Stay at your highest state of readiness with the fastest growing supplement company in the United States of America, Redcon 1. Redcon offers a multitude of products to make sure you're energized and feel at your best with their Total War pre-workout, Redcon 1 energy drinks, protein, and more. And as a bonus to feeling energized and at your best, use our promo code TANKTALK at checkout to receive 20% off your next order. Hey yo, are you sick and tired of sitting around on the couch or the bar stool and missing out on the live action? Well, look no further. We got you covered with the help of official ticketing partner of the Tank Talk podcast, SeatGeek. SeatGeek lets you know what seats are absolute crop and what seats are the best in the house with their unique deal score feature, as well as offering the best ticketing prices in the market. Use promo code TANKTALKPOD, all caps, no spaces, at checkout and get $20 off your first purchase. Download SeatGeek on any iOS or Android devices and go out there and experience the live action of any big game today.
Go Raptors! Yeah.
The following podcast is recorded and produced by Emerge, a Media Creators Co-op, in affiliation with the network at bicbp-radio.com.
What's up, dude, and welcome back to the Tank Talk Podcast. This is Tank Atiri speaking into a microphone here out of the comfort of my own home because, ladies and gentlemen, it is a winter wonderland outside. Unfortunately, we couldn't make it in to Emerge tonight, but shout out to Emerge because we are kind of still operating out there. Shout out to Maranta for getting things kicked off over there, boots on the ground in Niagara Falls, New York. I am in my office here in good old Cheek to Vegas, as you will. But without further ado, I mean, I'm not alone. What would the Tank Talk podcast be without the fellas? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in the one and only Brother Bren. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Got a blizzard going on, huh? I mean, it's goddamn like -3 degrees outside. I don't know what it's like out there in Niagara Falls, but.
Just about the same damn thing. Just less snow. Yeah, it stopped like an hour ago, but. Still surviving.
Yeah, it's coming down out here. I'll tell you what, I'm looking out the window right now. It ain't looking good for me, brother. It ain't looking good for me. Nadia, she said she was working from home today. She said she shoveled it 3 or 4 times. Couldn't even see it. She said, you can't even tell. I just pulled in about like an hour and a half ago, not even. And it ain't looking good out here.
Just wait until it's done.
But I tell you, that's why we got to heat things up, man. We got to heat things up.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of football that happened this weekend. Divisional round is in the books. We're moving on to the championship weekend. But before we even get into any of that, we crowned a national championship last night as well. OH!
IO!
With that being said, I'm looking. He just set up his background right now. This is going to be quite the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in. Hayden is Donnie.
Yes, sir.
Donnie, what is this about? We're going to give you the solo shot. What the fuck is up, dude?
This is Lions celebrating a little early, I think, on Saturday or Sunday, whatever day that was.
It was Saturday. We did the watch along there. Oh, yeah.
No, that's just J-Mo. that's just Jameson Williams. That's not the whole Lions.
QB1.
That's J-Mo giving the turf to business, if you will.
That's QB1. Lions is only two. Two is good.
Hey, three, maybe throw a flag there.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Now it's getting excessive.
But yeah, Donnie, how was your weekend, man? We had the we missed you Saturday night for our watch along, which I thought in the beginning total crop. I felt like we're talking to nobody. It was just me, brother, and Brennan, Aiden there. But
then it turned up.
Turned up a little bit. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's almost at 200 views right now,
bro. You picked a good game too.
I know. Well, we were saying originally, like, because it started off bad. Not gonna lie, it started off
absolute
bad.
Crop.
Like, the Lions were looking solid. And then I'm like, I say, you can go back and check. I'm like, maybe we picked the wrong fucking game. This is the first and last time we're going to be doing this. So let's buckle up, man. But it turned out to be a good one, Donnie. What'd you end up doing this weekend? Peyton-ass Donnie.
Peyton-ass Donnie. You know what I'm saying?
Peyton.
I painted.
I think Peyton.
Peyton.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I was covered in paint. It was crazy. 2 days in a row, marathon, going crazy. And then even, honestly, not 2 days in a row yet. No, Sunday, I was all done by Sunday, so that was cool. I was up till 6 a.m. on Friday painting crazy.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got put in the work.
Never seen a painting like that before.
So you were able to catch up on all football stuff, man? Because, I mean, I tell you what a fucking weekend it was.
Bro, I heard Chiefs out here catching the calls. So that's what the rumor on the street is. I'll give you a quick recap. CJ Stroud back to the podcast booth.
Oh, Chiefs okay.
On calls. Chiefs and refs got the dub.
Yeah.
Ben Johnson pulling out the trick plays, even though picking his most questionable decision maker to throw the most important pass of the game. Yeah. Baltimore might not have been ready for the cold.
Ooh.
And Saquon, two MVPs remain. One's gone.
Hey, man. We'll get into all that in just a second here. I mean, we appreciate the Donnie recap there. Hey. And ladies and gentlemen, that was the show. Good night.
Under 30
right.
seconds.
No, I'm joking. Come on, man. Come on. We gotta do the damn thing. So before we get into all that, make sure you're following us at Tank Talk _ pod. Subscribe to our YouTube channel here, Tank Talk Podcast. We're getting in the thick of it, ladies and gentlemen.
We're rolling.
So while you're doing that, also make sure you're not subscribed to don't go to the fish tank one, because again, I mean, we're talking about it more today. We're sports, no fish tanks, okay?
Yeah, come on.
Let's get straight. We're getting to the most important time. Yeah,
only we're talking about is the Dolphins.
Well, not even that anymore. They're on the list.
No, we're not.
Good.
They're on the list. So, as you can see here, there's only four teams remaining. We will get into that in a second here. But I don't know if you guys caught any of the national championship game last night. Ohio State beats up on Notre Dame. Ended up winning the Natty 34-23.
Hello.
That's better than I would have expected out of Notre Dame.
Well, I tell you what, it started off real ugly. So here, buckle up. So this is what it looked like. So first drive of the game, Notre Dame just walked up the fucking field. Riley Leonard looking like a poor man's Josh Allen, if you will. Like 8 or 9 rushing attempts, scored instantly. And I'm like, okay, this is supposed to be one of the best defenses in the nation. What the hell are we doing? So let Riley Leonard run wild all over us, brother. So I was kind of nervous. I'm like, okay, this ain't a great start. So then Will Howard, I had to check my calendar for a second. I'm like, well, today's Monday, it's national championship. Why is there a Sunday quarterback playing? Dude, he looked like a fucking guy. So whatever team ends up drafting him, you got a fucking dog in Will Howard. But nonetheless, yeah, they're smacking him around. I thought it was gonna be another Georgia TCU situation, 62-7 from a couple years ago.
Yeah.
That was bad. But Notre Dame fought to the end, bro. Notre Dame really hung around. They made it an 8-point game, and then, I mean, Jeremiah Smith. If he wasn't a freshman this year and he's draft eligible, he'd probably go top 5. That's how good this guy is.
Top 5.
Confident in saying that. He's a fucking guy.
All right, write that down, too.
Guys in the game for dynasty purposes that performed at any level?
Again, we're looking at the running backs, right? I gave you a whole list a couple weeks ago of like some running backs to look out for in Dynasty. Travion Henderson did his thing.
Yep.
Quinshon Judkins did his thing.
I've been hearing about the Judkins guy. People like him.
3 touchdowns yesterday.
Yeah, dog.
Okay, that's lit.
I mean, he might give Saquon Barkley a run for Quadzilla, that title, because this man – if you would have seen it, they didn't have the pants big enough. The fucking bottom was like ripping off of both legs. So
he like that.
Yeah, he's built different.
I was thinking about college football today. I was thinking about I could become a fan, but I don't know if I got the time to watch it. That's the thing. Like, how am I going to become a fan of something I can't watch? You know what I'm saying? But I do have a team that I would pick.
You got a team.
I would pick LSU.
Go Tigers. And okay. I'm telling you right now, not a bad team to hop on the wagon for. Garrett Nussmeier is their quarterback right now. I don't know if he's a sophomore or junior. Can't remember, but like early player rankings or whatever. He's ranked number 1 quarterback. So
just a big wide receiver squad over there.
Pretty much. But, yeah, national championship ended. I was a little nervous in the beginning, but Ohio State came out with a dub. And I don't think I told you guys this. So, obviously, Josh C., who we had on the show a couple weeks ago, and KFC guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His chicken.
His family lives and breathes Notre Dame football, and he lets us know about it. So we had a friendly wager.
Okay.
Loser had to sing the opposing team's fight song on the following Chase episode live, which will be tomorrow. So make sure you guys tune into the Chase, DA underscore the Chase on YouTube. He's going to be singing the OSU fight song. Hopefully I'm able to get out there because with the snow, man. I got no clue what's going on.
But you got to make it.
I have. Just for that reason, I got to make it out there.
Is it a long journey over there?
I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get out of my driveway, brother.
I hope you got some food, some snacks.
Y'all ever had one of these?
What was that?
I don't know what they're called, but they nice.
Are those Takis?
Kind of, yeah. It's from, goddamn, what's it called? Trader Joe's.
They're like the Lockies.
The Lockies.
No, they're the Pockies.
Pockies.
They're the Pockies.
Oh, Pockies. So,
no, we snacked up, man. We good. We'll be all right.
Okay.
We'll be all right. But any, like, I'm sure, I mean, you guys got X. You got social media. Have you seen anything about the college football game? And what's your thoughts going into next season? Because Donnie mentioned he might get into it. And I think this is a good time to get into it.
I got nothing so far. I mean, I'm just trying to scout for the NFL, honestly. I'm just scouting for the NFL.
He said, is it draft time or no? I don't give a fuck about these college players.
Bro, I got offered a dynasty trade today. It was in one of my leagues. I got to give up the
January 21st, you're getting trades?
I already made trades 2 weeks ago. Last week,
never
I just
stopped. Never stopped for this guy.
I've traded Zay Flowers in one league and traded away Zay Flowers in a different league. Like, I got him in one and got rid of him in a different league, and it's only been like 2 weeks since the season ended.
You probably got him for the low, too, because he's hurt, right?
You know I got him for the low, and I sold him for the high, but two different things. Just so you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Come
on. Good call on you.
But basically, yeah, I got offered a – speaking of college stuff, I got offered the second overall pick in Dynasty. All I know is Gentry's number one. Anybody else in college? I don't really know yet. Tell me in April. I'll probably tell you the top 20 players in Dynasty. But
yeah,
I got to give up the 7th and the 11th pick. So I'm like, that seems good.
So it might be worth it because you're probably looking at maybe McMillan.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. 6'4" wide receiver, right?
Yeah.
What school is he from?
Depends where he goes. Arizona.
Okay. But land a spot, yeah. Although it might not matter. Look at neighbors.
That's a good point. True. I don't know if he like to the stature and I mean this was still way too early to tell, but
yeah, a lot of picks on like draft position. Like if he's like a top 10 draft pick, then he's about to be nice. But like you gotta think about like the second pick. So just use that last year as an example. Last year the second pick was neighbors. Yeah. And the 7th and 11th, you could have picked like Xavier Worthy and Trey Benson. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm like. This trade is kind of looking like there's potential there. But you also could have went ahead and picked Ladd McConkey and Brian Thomas Jr. at 7 and 11 potentially, and then
2,000 yard receivers.
Yeah. So it's like it could go either way. It depends on how you're picking, I guess.
Yeah. So yeah, before we move on from college football, because I don't even know. I mean, we still got plenty of time to talk about the draft and all that. But nonetheless. Roll Tide Willie, this is for you. Okay? Listen here, Roll Tide Willie.
Let's go.
I want to make this known right now. The SEC isn't run by. All right, now let me start over from the top.
Yeah, I fucked it up.
I'm getting nervous, bro. I'm calling out Roll Tide Willie right now.
Yeah, you better.
This is going to be a big moment in take.
You got to come correct.
I know.
Yeah. Time out.
Even though he'd be sitting there, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? But here we go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Roll Tide Willie. Listen up, pal. The SEC doesn't run college football anymore, brother. It's a Big Ten country. Back-to-back champions. Michigan last year, okay? Ohio State this year. Probably Ohio State back-to-back. Who the hell knows? But all I know is that the tide has passed us by. Dogs ain't barking no more. It's Big Ten country now.
Whoa.
We're going to leave it at that.
I was literally just going to ask that. I was because I was watching, you know who I'll be watching. I was watching Colin Cowherd today. He was saying the SEC's, they're not dead, but it's not just them and everybody else no more because the other squads, they're, when NIL coming around, they're starting to pull up. Those teams are starting to get good.
Ohio State spent $20 million this past year.
There he is. $20 million. Wow, he's quick with it.
Don't give up piss.
Don't give a piss about nothing but the Big Ten. Yeah, come on. Come on now, Roll Tide.
He's got his Ohio State hoodie on right there.
Hey, you see it? So Donnie, don't move, though. Don't move.
Nah, I'm staying still.
We got – all right.
It looks like he's whispering in your ear. I don't give a piss about nothing but the Tide.
Barefoot,
bro. Pitch. I don't know if I sent you guys this video. So obviously the weather's been nuts. I think last week it was like 30 degrees in Alabama or something. It was like snowing and it was raining.
Oh yeah, they're getting a little snow.
Yeah, this man was walking out bare feet in his t-shirt and his jeans, walking through the puddles, and whoever was running the camera, she's like, "Yo, Willie, is it? Aren't you cold?"
My uncle just sent me a text. He's saying Ohio State had the best team that money could buy.
Sorry about it. I mean, it's world national champions now. I don't know if he's taking it. I don't know if he's, you know, sending that as a shot.
Yeah, he's a big Alabama guy.
Oh, You and Roll Tide Willie, listen up. It's over. It's over for you. It's a new day. Yes, it is. It's Ryan Day. Let's go.
No.
All right. Dude, like, some of these, like, you would think, though, that, like, Alabama, LSU, like, the SEC, didn't they not just have more money because they've been good for longer? Like, the school just doesn't have more money for NIL? Like, what's the deal there?
I don't know. It's the Wild West now, man. It really is. I mean, you're probably going to see – you've already seen a number of top recruits commit to North Carolina since Bill Belichick's been there. And I think they might get onto the scene, bro. I mean, it's crazy to see, like, teams like – SMU and Boise State in the playoff, like Indiana teams.
Boise State is crazy because they've never been good.
Now all of a sudden, NIL transfer portal, they're in the mix. So there you have it. So
a little Colorado,
maybe you never know. We'll see what happens with Deion Sanders. He hasn't renewed his contract yet, but
that's true.
We'll bring that back up down the road because we're 18 minutes in. I haven't even mentioned NFL football yet.
It's crazy. Well, roll.
There's a lot to get into. But I see a comment right now. Shout out Brandon Hallman. Halam? Don't know how to say your last name, pal. But we got Brandon in the comment section. Says, the AFC had more wins this postseason than the NFC North. He ain't lying about it.
Well, the AFC what?
AFC South. I said,
okay.
Did I skip over that part?
You just said the AFC. Yeah. I was like, well, an entire conference versus one. it's going to be easy. It's guaranteed.
One of them days. The AFC South had more wins in the postseason than the NFC North, which is insane. So let's take a look here, y'all.
They did. Like, infinitely more.
Yeah. So the divisional round is in the books. AFC and NFC Conference Championship games are set. You got the Buffalo Bills. They'll be on the road to take on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Bills.
Rivalry renewed. I think this is going to be their
fourth time in playoffs.
Yeah, eighth or ninth matchup total, fourth time in playoffs. Mahomes and Allen. So we'll get into that in a second. And as well as on the NFC side, watch the Commanders obviously pull off the big upset against the number one seed Detroit Lions.
That's crazy. Conference finals? Conference championship?
No Lion, we switched up?
No, Lion's dead.
The Lions are dead.
Wow, coordinators are about to be gone. One's already gone. Like, the other one's about to follow him up.
It's over.
They did him like Mufasa.
Yeah.
Washington Commanders are on the road to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. But before we even preview the conference championship games, let's talk a little bit. Let's recap the divisional round. So let's start off with the Houston Texans the Houston Texans and the Kansas City Chiefs. So the Chiefs end up sneaking one out here against the Houston Texans, 23-14. And let me pull this stat up real quick because this is actually insane. I don't know if you guys seen this. The Texans are the first team in NFL postseason history to outgain their opponent by 100 yards, have zero turnovers, and lose the game. Prior to the Texans, teams were 49-0 in such games. Absolutely bananas, bro. Absolutely bananas. So,
and 0?
Yeah.
Damn.
So, me and Brother Brent were, obviously, we watched the end of it right before we did the watch-along. So, I don't think we were able to talk to you yet about it, Donnie. So, what's your thoughts on the on this whole game and how it felt, how it went about?
Well, it's just the same thing they've been doing all year. It's just situational football. They're blaming the refs a little bit, but 49-0, all this stuff happening. And it comes down to the Chiefs just getting it done. In the end, it doesn't matter who it is. It could be the Raiders. It could be the Texans giving up no turnovers and outgaining them. Doesn't matter. They get the job done. They're what? They've won 16 straight
one-score games. So that doesn't happen on accident. You got to have good football awareness. And there's no other explanation about how that could have came about at all. Honestly, it's just great awareness and great team effort. And all 14 guys on the field there, they all took care of business.
What's that about, bro?
That's well said. No, he's right. It's well said.
See? We just hope that, you know, they brought their best game hopefully last week and the Bills can get it done this week. You know, hopefully it's 11-11 this next upcoming week.
I don't know what to say to that. I'll be honest with you.
Say to what?
What's behind them, bro? Why is he kissing him? Listen, I'm not one to judge. You do your thing, okay? We're not gonna go down that road.
He's like this guy's sliding, and then two Texans are hitting each other above him, and they're throwing flags.
Listen, when the Chiefs say the 12th man, that's who they're referring to.
Not talking like Seattle.
Not the fans. The fans.
You're saying? Bro, I don't know. Because, like, obviously, everyone is always going to hate on the dynasty teams, right? It's happened in every cycle. The Patriots, the Cowboys, the Niners, the Steelers. It's happened in every cycle. And, after seeing this past weekend, though, I don't know how the NFL is going to have to address this. And Troy Aikman's been very vocal about it.
He was sick.
Shout out Troy.
I'm not going to say he's the only one that's been criticizing him this way because we're starting to see it more, especially after this weekend. Everyone's being more vocal about it. But that's the thing, though. You got to tote the line, right? If you're going to get caught, I mean, fuck it. Why are we going to stop doing this? I'm just trying to play devil's advocate on both sides. It's like, why are we gonna stop? They're helping us out in a way, but as a fan though, it's like, especially if it's against your team. As a fan in general, we can't have that, bro. I'm sorry. No. As much as I appreciate the greatness of Patrick Mahomes and all that, you just can't have it. You can't have that.
Especially when it's that blatant, too. It's like, oh, yeah, watch this, everybody.
It's like the annoying, yeah, he, like, starts almost walking right by the sideline, and then...
Yeah, and then he waits to get hit.
Yeah, and then there's games like the Texans where he's doing that, and then next thing you know, he's running down the sideline for another 30 yards because they don't hit him.
Yeah.
Right, like, how do you want defenders to defend it, then?
Not this Texans game, the Sean Watson one, but...
Right, but no, overall, but like you just want them to run up the field every time. Like
I just want them to blast the quarterback.
What's the point of having the defense out? Why are we playing defense if you're just gonna let him?
That's what I've been saying.
You know,
I'm in.
No,
that's what I've been saying.
But to sort of like backtrack on it though too, like the rough of the passer call.
We have
Will Anderson. We have replay assist now. You could clearly see. If we could see it on instant replay at home, you know damn well they could see it with replay assist. Yeah, obviously, the Texans players combined, they collided. They didn't even touch Mahomes.
That one? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one. But, like, the other one, it looked rough in fast motion, like the one in the backfield.
I must have missed that one.
Like, it looked rough in fast motion, but then when you slow it down, it doesn't, like, make any contact with that ball or anything like that.
It was just Will Anderson tackling him.
Yeah, but live on the scene, I could see how it could look like roughness.
Yeah, but it's really crazy. I mean, speaking on the other side of the spectrum, though, real quick, because this will probably be the last time we talk about the Texans for a little bit.
Yeah.
That stat is unreal. Like the one I mentioned earlier about
49-0.
Yeah, the first team in NFL postseason history to outgain their opponent by 100 yards, zero turnovers, and lose. But like that's not even a Texans thing. Like overall, like on the weekend in the divisional round, every team that lost, Texans, Lions, Rams, and Ravens, had the most total yards in the matchup, but they ended up losing.
Lost.
Thanks. It was a weird theme this weekend. I have no explanation for it. I don't think I've ever seen nothing like that before.
For everyone, too, is kind of crazy.
Yeah,
every single one.
That's like earlier in the year when we saw the Lions have like 450 yards versus the Bucks when they had like 210, but the Bucks won. Like I was like, I'm looking at stats, and I don't know how they possibly got this done, but they did.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, just speaking about the Texans a little bit, though, like, they obviously are banged up. They don't really have that great of an offensive line. It seems like it's been an issue for them the past two seasons. Some people were calling them frauds, maybe the most fraudulent team in the postseason.
I'm not so sure about that now.
I mean, they probably should have won that game. I'm not going to lie to you. Would have, could have, should have at the end of the day. But what should we think about the Texans going into the offseason now? Because obviously Diggs is gone, potentially. He's coming off that injury too. Tank Dell, who knows when he's going to be able to recover and come back. They probably got to answer the call at the offensive line. A couple free agents on the market. What do you think of the Texans, man?
Yeah, I was going to say first things first, offensive line. He got sacked, what, 8 times during that game or something? You just can't have that happen and then win a game.
The Texans got – I think they got a bright future, but do you think that they – like the future's bright, but like in what kind of way? You know what I mean? Like is it like in an Andy Dalton way? Like
– what are you talking about?
Like Andy Dalton and the Bengals went to the playoffs over and over and over and over and over, and they just never did anything. Like the Texans, yeah, they beat who they beat. Last year they beat Joe Flacco and the Browns, and then this year, who was their first game? That first game beating the Chargers is impressive.
That was great for them.
But like, is this their next step? Like how the Bills got to like, what was it, the round? They got to the Chiefs that first time and got kind of like stomped out. You know what I'm saying? And so maybe next year, do they take a step forward, do you think? Or does this seem like this is their cap? Like this might have been their best.
No, I feel like they got the right formula, I guess, because like I said, they're hanging in there with the best of the best, right? And for obviously some of the calls that didn't go their way were pretty crucial. And the fact that they were missing two of their top weapons and have a bad offensive line, even, and their defense is good as fuck. I'm going to give them their flowers they showed up when they needed to, right? Because we were calling them out at the end of the season. It didn't matter. Your record's 0-0, and they came out and shocked the world and beat one of the better teams in the AFC, the Chargers, who are also on the come up. I don't know. I think if they give C.J. Stroud, let's say, Emeka Egbuka right out of Ohio State, bring him back with C.J. Stroud. I don't know. Maybe they'll figure it out. But in C.J.'s second year,
that would be cool.
Losing in the divisional round twice, That's not a good – I mean, that's not a that bad of a base to start your career
with. Right? You know what I mean? They're saying that on Twitter. They're like, well, he's got 2 playoff wins in 2 years. Everyone's saying he's kind of – you know, he sucked this year, blah, 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 regression, but still won a playoff game, still had a good game with the Chiefs.
Yeah. So we'll see where they go from here, and I feel like a lot of Houston, Texas fans feel the way the way your background is right now. I know the audio listeners can't see it, but the YouTube video. Yeah.
This is Cody Fields this week.
Turns TV off.
Pepe the Frog.
I'm kind of. I don't know what's going on with Cody Stoops, man. I sent a tweet out at the beginning of the game. I'm like, do we got boots on the ground? How are we feeling going into it? Maybe they got what was coming. I don't know.
Jeez.
Didn't hear enough.
He deserved it.
So, all right.
I don't know. I think like CJ Stroud seems like a good quarterback to an extent. Last year with all his nonsense of. Yeah, and probably just me, Pat Mahomes, Joe Burrow, and that's probably it. Those days are probably over. He's probably learned a lesson on that one, I would say. And everyone talking about last year, oh, he's top 5, he's top 3. Sure. Yeah, but I don't know.
I think he'll get better once he gets off.
If he was in the NFC, I could see them going deep 1 year in the NFC, maybe reaching a Super Bowl, but I don't see C.J. Stroud ever reaching a Super Bowl in the AFC.
Yeah, I feel like it's too early to tell, but, I mean, with how loaded the AFC is, you could be right for all we know.
You know what I'm saying? You got to get through Lamar, Josh Allen, Mahomes, and Burrow half the time. Like, you got to beat probably 2 of those guys to make it to the Super Bowl, and I don't think he can do that.
Yeah, if the AFC South is the way it is for the foreseeable future, they're going to be in the dance every time.
They get a free – ride in the playoffs.
Yeah, very well. Yeah. I mean, we'll see what the Colts do. Shout out Indy for hiring Lou Anarumo as their DC. Maybe that can make a difference. We'll see. I don't know. I don't mind it, bro. I really don't.
Where's he from?
Cincinnati.
Oh, okay. If you can get that other guy.
Trey Hendrickson.
Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
Get him over there? Well, is he coming?
He's got 1 year left on his deal, but I feel like they could work their way out of it because remember at the beginning of offseason last year, he said, get me the fuck out of here.
And they said, nope.
Yeah.
So, and then he led the league in sacks.
And I got to pass to talk about the Colts because they were in the news. Technically, it's breaking news, so I was able to slip it in. You know what I mean?
Oh, that was the breaking news?
Okay.
You got more.
That was the news. Lou Anarumo. That's it. So,
all right, Lou.
We'll see how that goes from there. But nonetheless, Chiefs move on. They look like to be the Chiefs that we know, not necessarily all love, but they're going to keep this thing moving. I think this is what Mahomes.
7 times in a row, I think.
Yeah, 7 times in a row in the AFC Championship. Absolutely.
That's what I saw today on TV, at least. 7 times in a row.
Absolutely insane.
That's ridiculous.
Travis Kelce starting to heat up again. I mean, he went for 7 for 117 and a touchdown. We'll see how the Buffalo Bills can handle him, but we'll talk about that in a second. But
don't like to
talk
see
about
that.
To talk about the other game that happened Saturday. Boy, probably one of the most shocking ones up to date yet, huh? The Commanders,
bro,
walk into Detroit Motor City and take down the number 1 seed, who pretty much everyone said that was going to be in the Super Bowl.
That's a shocker. Like We were, like, talking about it before the game. You were asking what the score would be. I said, like, 34 to 20. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought there was no shot. Like, two touchdowns, it's not even going to be really a competitive game.
Yeah.
And they fooled us.
I know. So, Jaden, again, it looked like it was getting a little scary for the Commanders early because the Lions were just pounding them down. And if you're watching along for the watch-along with me and Brother Brent Saturday, I don't know. We were kind of nervous.
We were speechless.
Yeah, maybe we picked the wrong game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but then the Commanders absolutely just stayed cool, calm, and collective. Jaden Daniels, stone cold killer in his rookie season.
No emotion.
The journey continues, man. The story continues. But, Donnie, I don't know if you – I think I mentioned this to you, but for those of you that didn't tune in Saturday, me and Brother Brent had a bet where we played a little game. Okay?
Played a little game.
Yeah, so – we said for every 4th down conversion, because Commanders had one of the – I think they had the highest conversion rate on 4th downs in the league. And obviously
like against them or with them? For them.
For them, yes.
For them, yeah.
Yeah, they led the league in converted fourth downs offensively, and the Lions were in first in the league for most attempt, right? So, you're like, let's mix it up a little. Let's have some fun. For every fourth down conversion attempt, we take a shot. Boy, did not expect that many shots. Five total, Donnie. Should have been six. Should have been six, but what happened in the end, right? Because Lions were, I mean, they're trying to make it up, so they were just going for everything. We took a shot for the one, and then not even like a minute later, they went for it again. I'm like, it's too close together, bro.
He called it off.
I said, I gotta go home, bro.
Bro, you gotta go out dying like the Miami family.
Great callback there.
Yeah.
I hope they're doing okay, man.
Every touchdown, they go.
Well, I was gonna say they didn't really score too many touchdowns this year, so maybe they're sober, stone cold sober.
Oh yeah, this year, no, it's been like rehab for them this year.
Oh yeah, back down to earth.
But nonetheless, though, like,
oh yeah.
The Commanders, I mean, they stayed true to what they were, right? They're super aggressive. They stayed tight in it. I mean, they didn't really make any mistakes or anything like that. And the Lions just shit the bed, bro. They shit the plain and simple. Jared Goff looked like Jared Goof.
They call him Mr.
He was goofing.
Ben said he was mid.
Oh, this guy.
Ben said he was mid. I called him Brock Purdy on the Lions. Just like 2 weeks ago, did I not? And then what they do? They won zero playoff games, two less than last year, whatever it was.
Yeah, they had two last year.
Yeah. At home, in the dome, the only place where Jared Goff is good is inside. This was their chance, and what they do?
Still
they
couldn't get it done.
Poked by a rookie quarterback that plays under the poop pipes.
Poop pipes, no more.
No pipes.
The Lions are dead, bro. This year and last year, their best chances at going to the Super Bowl. This year, you know, it's unfortunate. They had an insane amount of injuries on defense. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's that. Like, that just sucks. I don't really know what to say about that. I don't think if they have their whole defense healthy, obviously they're not giving up 45 to Jaden Daniels, probably.
You legit don't know, but I'm not even using that as an excuse, bro. Because look how far you got with how banged up you were. All of a sudden, you lose one game, you get knocked out. Oh, it's our defense. Yeah.
Well, it's over now.
It's cut. And especially, obviously, Ben Johnson just got hired with Chicago Bears. We'll dive a little deeper into that.
Yeah, congratulations.
In a little bit, yeah. And it seems like, seems like Aaron Glenn is on the way out, too. He's either going to be the Jets head coach. Brother Brent, what are you drinking there?
I don't want to drink on live, you know what I'm saying?
I respect it. All right, you're giving – no one gives a fuck. Just drink your drink.
All right, we got Ultra.
Oh, what?
Not a sponsor, but Ultra. Oh, still won't be drinking it on the screen, though.
Bro, we took five or six shots on YouTube Saturday. Who cares? what was I saying? Oh, Aaron
Glenn.
This
is a water, though. It's just water.
He's going to New York.
Go where dreams will go die because the Jets stink in New Jersey.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's either heading to the Jets or the Saints.
And I don't think it's the Saints.
And allegedly, they're saying they're not even letting him walk out the building when he goes to the Jets. So good luck to you. They're holding him hostage. I don't know if that's legal
as
or
they
not.
Should.
But
they're pulling a reverse. What's his name? Adam.
Robert Saleh.
No, the safety.
Oh,
Jamal Adams. A reverse Jamal Adams.
Jamal Adams. Oh, boy, what a fall off of grace he had, huh?
Yeah, he completely.
He was on the Lions a couple weeks ago. They released him before the playoffs.
We don't need you.
Seahawks history. That trade was terrible.
Yeah. Bro, you imagine you're him. You're like, oh, shit, we about to go ring chasing. You know what I mean? We're about to get the number one seed. Let's go into this playoff. Yeah, sorry, man. You're out.
And then they lost. So maybe.
Could have used him, maybe.
Maybe he had to do something with it, you know?
I don't think they would have done worse on defense with him.
Yeah.
It doesn't get worse than 45 hung at home.
But here's some of the little conspiracies going on with the Lions, since this will probably be the last week we'll talk about them for a little bit.
probably forever. It's forever. Over. Jeez. It's over.
Do you think Ben Johnson potentially sabotages so he get hired to the Bears earlier? Because remember last year. Hold on. Let me get to it. Last year he was a top candidate. I'm not saying this is true. I'm just reporting. Okay, this is what the show's about. We just report and react. That's what we do.
Okay.
So last year he was obviously a top candidate for the whole head coaching cycle. He said, "You know, I'm sticking out one more year. I know I'm probably gonna get hired next year, but I'm actually prove it. I'm gonna show him." Gets the number one seed. Goes absolutely crazy this season. Best offensive league.
Crazy plays all the time.
Yeah.
That are just fun to watch.
You get it. So the organization and the fan base knew he was on the out, okay? So during this time, allegedly, they're saying that he spent a lot of time trying to build his staff up for the next job. There it is in the background. Boom. Deadline. Mufasa.
He wasn't dead yet there, okay? He's falling. Gosh,
this is them.
Respect on his name.
So here's what happened. So what I'm thinking is, they said he spent a lot of time working on, you know, forming his staff. Shouldn't this man been prepping to go to the Super Bowl run? Because if you look on the other side of the team, Cliff Kingsbury is in the cycle of head coach candidates,
and should be.
And he has not had one interview yet. He said he's not interviewing until his team gets bounced because he wants to focus on the playoffs. Ben Johnson said, fuck it, take me in. Do you think, you know, he knew the Bears job was coming in? Because a couple weeks ago, Caleb was like, yeah, the only head coach I want is Ben Johnson.
Well, Caleb was also texting some random strangers online.
I mean, I don't know how true that one is because you could fake that one easy.
Fake what?
You could act like you're Caleb Williams. You could set my contact as Ben Johnson. Boom. You're Caleb Williams responding to Ben Johnson. Take a screen.
Amon Ross St. Brown was saying that he got.
Okay, maybe it's true.
Got.
That's good journalism on you, Donnie.
Yeah. Way to be. Hey, Amon Ross. He said, Caleb Williams texted him, yo, is this Ben's number? And Amon Ra was doing something. I don't know. He was probably being the meat doctor or whatever he was.
Hey, yo, what?
I sent you that. Sent you that on Instagram.
I don't think I want to know.
It's a commercial. But, yeah, it was bad. But Caleb texted him and said, yo, is this Ben's number? And he didn't text back because he was doing whatever. And then Amon Ra says he comes back to his phone and then sees that Caleb Williams was on FaceTime with just two kids that found his number, acted like they were Ben Johnson.
I mean, there you go. Boom.
Okay.
He said the text looked official.
He said, let's do it.
So, yeah, he got.
But you get what I'm trying to say? Maybe he knew he was on his way out. He's like, okay, the sooner we bounce, I already got this job locked up. Get me out here and let's get going on building this team.
No.
That's what Lions fans are saying. Lions fans are absolutely sick at him.
I mean,
I don't know. My bad to cut you off. I don't know if it's because Lions fans aren't familiar with how this thing goes because they've never had an offensive coordinator plucked from their team because they've never been that good.
Exactly. They've never had a coach desirable on their team.
Yeah, they don't get how that process works. But what do you guys think of this whole thing, man? Should Lions fans be pissed that he chose the Chicago Bears or not?
I think they will be.
Choosing the Bears is something.
Yeah. That's like a smack in the face.
Actually, I feel like he could have got a job anywhere.
Any other team he could have been on.
But do you blame him? You can't blame him if you're the Lions.
No, he probably gets the head coach.
There's only 32 of those jobs available just in general. Not even to let alone the ones that are actually
good jobs.
The slot, like, not, like, open. And potentially good jobs, too. So, I mean, Well, you don't blame him. Like, now in terms of, like, him being a good head coach, I don't really know because we don't really hear from him. We don't really see his personality often.
No.
We just see what's on the field, right?
And like, he could just be a Mike McDaniel.
He very well could be. I think no matter what, though, they ain't going to be shit till they fix their offensive line. That's my thoughts.
Oh, Yeah, easily. Now, do you think that with that happening so quickly, that the NFL would like kind of push back when you could hire a coach until after the Super Bowl?
That's what I'm about to ask. They need to change the rules. Just don't let them hire no coaches until the Super Bowl's over. It's not that hard.
I don't mind that. Because they have tweaked it a little bit. Because now you can't even interview guys at a certain period of time. I forget exactly what it is if they're in the playoffs. Like, as soon as they get bounced, bang, you're good. You can hire them. But so do you think they should look into more like – it's almost like tampering, right?
Don't even have don't even have interviews until the playoffs is over.
But it's also tough trying to be like, I have to coach this game, but also I could be a head coach.
Yeah, so are you saying just for like coaches that are in the playoffs? Because if you think about it, like if there's a shit ass team and they want to bring in a coach that is not in the playoffs as their next head coach, I feel like you want to get ahead of the curve because it's a short period of time where, okay, you're in at the end of February or beginning of February, right, when Super Bowl ends.
Yep.
A draft is in 2 months, and to build a whole team from scratch in that short period amount of time, I don't know if you could get it done like that.
Push it back a month.
Push it back.
Push back the draft.
I don't know, because I feel like that fucks with the season, too.
I don't think it does.
Especially if they want to add another regular season game and take away a preseason game.
Get rid of a regular season game.
They want to add another.
Bro, stop.
That's why you got to push it back.
So I don't know where the Lions go from here, man. I don't even know who's in the talks of being their offensive coordinator or what. But like I said, they knew he was on his way out. So you think they got to have some sort of plan, right?
Well, I didn't know if he was on his way out. I felt like he might have...
No, he was gone.
Around until they won a Super Bowl, but no. I guess not.
I think he was out regardless.
Yeah. That's what Dan Quinn did, and here we are. He said, I'll stay another year. All right, I'm gone. Boom. Well,
speaking of Dan Quinn, though, I mean.
Boom, Dan Quinn.
Well, before we even mention that, I don't know why the Lions stopped giving the ball to Jahmyr Gibbs. I think that was part of Ben Johnson's super evil plan.
Yeah.
Too good. Jahmyr Gibbs too good.
Actually, yeah, probably.
Not a quick fantasy question though. Is he RB1, player 1 out of the whole league next year?
Not player 1. RB1. I'd have to still go Saquon next year.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, true.
As RB1. Dynasty RB1, yes. Okay. But RB1 for just next season, Saquon.
I don't hate it. Ooh. I don't hate it.
It's close, though.
But let's talk about the Commanders a little bit, and I know we will a little bit later when we do these conference championship previews, but you got to be impressed with this fucking team, man. It seems like they're a team of destiny right now, brother Brun.
Bro, 62.
Yeah, I mean, they got everything right so far. Right. Players for their culture. They're playing hard. It's like, you can't stop them.
You can't.
They got some guys with experience. They got Bobby Wagner back there, Marshawn Lattimore out there.
They got enough young guys.
Yeah, talent. A good offensive coordinator.
If you're a fan of a shit-ass team, a shite team, if you will, the Commanders are giving you hope, bro. They literally went fresh everywhere.
Texans last year, Commanders this year.
Who's next year?
Titans. The Bears are next year.
The first overall pick. Hell no. There's your answer. I said the Titans.
Oh, nah.
Let's take it easy. But yeah, we'll get into
the Titans.
What do you think about Jaden Daniels? They're saying this year he used VR to train his mind on 1.75 speed.
Yeah, I saw that. Every day he'd wake up and do that.
It's a copycat league, right? So I'm sure you're going to see more players be doing that.
Everyone's going to be on the VR headsets. If you're doing everything 1.75, when you get out there in 1.0, it's got to be chill. It's got to be like,
yeah.
And that's the way he's looking for him, bro. We'll talk a little bit more about the Commanders when we talk about the Eagles game later on, the NFC Championship game. But speaking of the Eagles, though, they sneak out against – I mean, it was –
Snow game.
I know snow game here, but out there, it turned into a mess. If you're looking at the highlight film, you would have thought you're watching two different games, because at the start of the game, it was like clear as day. Then all of a sudden, just snowplow coming by. Eagles yeah. beat the Rams. Donnie's Super Bowl pick, Rams. 28-22.
The prophecy is over.
Hey, speaking of that, what teams are left?
The Bills.
Uh-huh.
And the Eagles are left.
And the Chiefs and the Commanders. That's two of those are teams I picked.
I'm just saying. You do this 3 years in a row, that's a problem.
You need to stop.
I got to keep going.
And next year, you can say whatever pick you want, and you got to tell us beforehand, because if we don't like it, we're not going to let you say it.
That's not true. No. Can't have it happen.
Can't let it happen.
We're going to silence you if this keeps happening.
We can't.
What do you guys think of this game, man? This potentially could be Matt Stafford's last game as a quarterback in the league. I don't think it will, because
last game on the Rams.
Very well could be, too. He mentioned there could be a possibility.
Bro, they would have won this game if it wasn't snowing.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Unfortunately.
Stafford, it's crazy. Stafford still did his thing. He ended up with 324, two touchdowns. But, I mean, the story of this game is, bro, Saquon fucking Barkley.
Yeah.
Dropped another 200-yard game.
In the playoffs.
205 yards and two touchdowns.
In the divisional round.
I forget the exact stat, but Eric Dickerson was in the same sentence. And I think the Rams let him run for 200 yards a game.
Can we stop talking shit about Jalen Hurts?
I don't know. Who's talking shit?
We? Like us two, or?
Everybody online. Everyone's like, oh, he's just running back. Oh, he doesn't do nothing. He only threw for, 128 yards carried by the rest of his team. No, Jalen Hurts is nice.
I don't know. I mean, you got Saquon Barkley for rushing for 200 yards. What do you want him to do? This is the game plan.
Bro. Yeah, what's the problem here? Sorry.
You see they compared his stats to Josh Allen? He threw for one more yard and had two less completions or something?
Yeah.
And they're slamming Hurts.
And did you see he was zooted?
Yeah. Out of his mind.
Well, let me see if I can pull the clip up.
He took a clip out of Perk Rogers's.
Yeah. I never seen him with so much emotion in my life.
He's talking about playing video games and we used to turn the snow on sometimes for fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like that.
Usually being
never got this out of him before.
We come out of the darkness and we rise again, or some nonsense like that.
Bro,
I'm gonna try to pull it up.
He was gone.
Pull it up. That clip is
all right. It's Twitter's insane. Not working on this one, but nonetheless, he says something along the lines of rain, sleet, snow. What was the rest of it? The Eagles.
The Eagles will go or something.
Rain, sleet, snow. The Eagles will go. He said, yo, this is a Dr. Seuss ass.
Yeah. Someone tried to gas it up like it was fire online, and they were like, bro, Dr. Seuss right now.
I don't know. I've always liked Jalen Hurts, man. Everyone's always been hating.
He's great.
He can't do that. But
all he does is win.
Right.
Can't hate him.
And I think their defense, like Jalen Carter, I mean, they played the Rams, obviously. He was looking like Aaron Donald out there. I'm not going to lie to you.
He's nice. I just want him to get one of those spike interceptions one day.
Just once.
He's got to get one eventually if he keeps trying.
I'm impressed with the Rams, man. Like, if I'm a Rams fan, I wouldn't look at this season as a disappointment, bro. Like, you started, 2-4?
Yeah, but the problem is Matt Stafford's old.
Draft the guy and make sure he hangs around for one more year, show him the ropes.
That'd be good. They lost this game on turnovers.
Yeah, I mean, that'll kill you.
Kyren fumble in the beginning.
I mean, they're 6-point dogs. They were right there, man. They were right there. But also, I mean, as a Rams fan, you still got to feel good about that, right? One of the best teams in the NFC you're hanging around with, and you had two silly mistakes. Sure, you could be pissed about that, but
You could you don't feel good. If you're a Rams fan, you don't feel good about this. Bro, you just lost barely to the Eagles, and next week you would have got Washington. If I was a Rams fan, I'm thinking, we got to buy to the Super Bowl.
Okay, let's not do that.
We're going to the Super Bowl.
Let's not.
Washington.
What did you didn't learn?
I don't care about the Lions and their kneecaps. This two teams right here are the best two teams in the NFC, the Eagles and the Rams, and it was a close game. All these other teams are frauds.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and open up your FanDuel account. Put everything you got on the command.
They're going to learn. The talent difference between Philly and the Commanders, oh, my God.
They said the same thing last week about the Commanders.
Here we are.
They're counting them out against the Bucs.
Well, the Eagles know they are. Just keep giving it to Saquon. I don't know why they didn't give it to Gibbs.
I know that Jalen Hurts got concussed at the end of the game last time they played, but, I mean, the Commanders beat them already on their own turf.
That was fake. They beat Kenny Pickett. They're getting clapped until Kenny Pickett came in.
It's a loss, bro.
Bro, nah, don't do that. They lost 36-33.
We're doing it.
Bro.
With Kenny Pickett? Is that what you're saying?
With Kenny Pickett. They lost 36-33.
Jaden Daniels, a stone cold killer, son.
It was 21-7 in the first quarter.
Yeah, well, we might as well just get to that in a second because, I mean, I don't have much else from the Eagles and Rams other than Saquon Barkley is in.
Yep.
And the Rams, hell of a season. Hell of a season. They're gonna be one of those teams that's going to be interesting in the postseason as well, or in the offseason rather. But let's talk about the game that is near and dear to all three of us here. Baltimore Ravens came into town to take on the Bills. I mean, this was built up to be – you would have – if you're on social media or just watching ESPN or NFL Network throughout the week, you wouldn't have any idea any other game was going on other than this one.
This is the MVP Bowl.
The MVP Bowl, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. The Bills end up taking the dub there, 27-25, and a Mark Andrews brutal drop.
Dropsies.
After a Lamar Jackson clutch touchdown. Would have been a two-point conversion, successful, tied up the game, probably would have went over. Even though Josh Allen, the Bills still had like a little less than 2 minutes left. You don't know what would happen, but. What do you guys think about this? Because a lot of people are slamming Lamar Jackson. And before you guys take the floor, before I pass it off to you, I just want to say, like, no matter who lost this game, the quarterback was going to be – everyone was going to be hammering him, no matter who lost.
Yeah, no matter who was.
No matter what even happened on the field. Lost, they were going to get slammed.
I'll get there.
Because there's people putting the blame on Lamar Jackson for this one, which, okay, you could put the blame on him for those two turnovers. The first interception he threw, you just can't have it. The fumble, again, I mean, I understand it's the weather is, you know, the weather's going to do its thing. But you just got to be more careful. You know that going into the game. You got to be more careful with it.
It just looked like they were more ready to play than the Ravens were.
The Ravens were looking good.
Yeah.
The Ravens were ready to play. Man. This is another one I think if it wasn't cold, the Ravens would have won.
Maybe, because at the beginning, Derrick Henry had a bit crucial drops. Mark Andrews had the – I mean, he got peanut punched on the one fumble. Obviously, he drops the two-point conversion. I mean, Lamar did what he could. I'm not putting the game on Lamar. The two turnovers, sure, you could put – but after the two turnovers – he did everything you wanted him or needed him to do to get you there.
Sometimes it's not enough.
I don't really know what they could have done differently, honestly. I don't.
So I know the Ravens fans have been going at us for a couple weeks about us having Josh Allen as the MVP, sure, whatever.
Is it going to get quiet now?
Oh, yeah, I haven't heard nothing.
Y'all going to keep fighting for the MVP trophy? Is that what y'all worried about? I ain't worried about that no more. Mm-mm. They might be worried about that.
So, the Ravens, that's a heartbreaker, bro.
Bro, that's such a bad way to go out, too.
That was one of the most electrifying games I've ever been to, and I went to a good chunk. because that drop was in our end zone, like right in front of us. I didn't know how to react, bro. I was frozen.
In shock.
I was in shock. I couldn't believe Archangel dropped it.
That's because usually we're ragging on, Tyler Goodson just dropped it, you know?
Yeah.
But Mark Andrews.
Your top receiving weapon on the when the game matters most, you got your number one Lamar throwing it to his number one receiver out there, I would say.
Safety blanket. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he just dropped it. I mean, he was wide open. It wasn't like it was.
I think that's what hurts more.
Like, it wasn't like a wide open drop. He was just literally.
Just falling backwards. Couldn't catch it.
So this clown, Chris Sims, you know what I'm talking about. Chris Sims. He's on NBC.
Son of Phil.
Okay. He's putting the blame on Lamar Jackson for that.
Of course he is.
For the drop?
Bad throw, he said. If he would have put it a little higher and threw it a little sooner, he would have been fine. Bro, the ball was in his fucking mitts.
Maybe.
No, maybe. He should have had it.
I mean, yes, the ball should have been thrown higher.
Why are we nitpicking, bro? He literally should have caught it. Why are we nitpicking? He should have had it at the end of the day. It was still there for him to get. You watching it right now?
I'm about to watch it right now. Watch this play. Let's see.
He just had a like this.
Yeah, but it was a little low.
Yeah.
But and just, a little back, like you could have just hit him in the chest. Maybe. There's an ad playing right now with what's his name? The big guy. So let's see. 3 seconds and I'm about to see.
I got a follow up. So if he caught it, what are we saying about the we ain't saying shit about the throw because he caught it. We're nitpicking the throw because he dropped it.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that was an easy catch. I'm watching it.
That's he literally right. could have just fell back.
He threw it as safe as possible so he wouldn't go out of bounds or anything. Just hit him right here.
It's right there.
Yeah.
It hits him in the hands twice. Yeah, no, that's not on Lamar. I can't put that one on Lamar.
No, you can't, bro.
What, do you want to laser him? No, let's make it as easy as possible. Here's a little playing catch.
Like I'm giving him his flowers, bro. I know there's a lot of people out there slamming him, and like he did what he could. He's an absolute fucking dog, and I think I forget what the graphic was exactly, but they compared him and Peyton Manning to where like their first 7 years, their playoff record, and whatever. It damn near matches up, and it took Peyton 7 to 8 years to win his first one. So I think Lamar will get one at some point. Like you said earlier about C.J. Stroud. I don't know what they got to do differently, but the AFC's loaded. But I think the Ravens are one of those heavy hitters, man.
They're different, though. I think they can do
it. No, I agree, too. But just in general speaking, like, the AFC is just loaded. But,
yeah.
I don't know, man.
Maybe, I mean, I feel like they could have gave the ball to Derrick Henry more.
They could have. He had some – I don't know why you're throwing the ball to him. When at all this year has he been like – and I'm not watching every Ravens game, but I don't, like, recall him being, like, a receiving running back at any point for them.
Nah, but, like, he could do it.
Sure.
Yeah.
He could do it, and if he's wide open like that on the wheel.
Brother, are you okay? Are you – you keep freezing up.
Am I good?
Hopefully you stick around. Then you glitch a little bit, but
a little bit.
Bills didn't really even do anything impressive either. I don't know.
And I was gonna mention that in a second too. Before we get to that, I just want to mention too. Before we move on from the Ravens, like a lot of Ravens fans I've seen on Twitter. I'm not going at the whole fan base, but I've seen people say this. They're complaining about the weather. Oh, the weather played a big factor. Well, guess what?
I think it ain't.
It ain't much warmer than Baltimore. What would have happened if they played in Baltimore?
Oh, it's got
The weather would have been near the same.
No.
What'd you say, Donnie?
It's warmer in Baltimore.
It's cold everywhere right now.
Baltimore right now.
It's snowing in Florida.
A high of. But it's not the extreme cold. Like, right here at my house, it's 4. In Baltimore, it's 22.
Yeah, the ball's still going to be cold. It wasn't 4 degrees.
I was just outside on Friday.
It wasn't 4 degrees Saturday or Sunday.
It was about 20.
In Buffalo?
Yeah.
It's cold as hell. It was cold as hell.
But anyways, what were you saying about the Bills? Let's talk about the Bills now, Donnie.
This is a game that I don't know, that I feel like I don't know how they won. And I'm not mad about it.
No, and I want to see your reaction. I want to see your reaction when I say this too, Brother Brown, because I thought about this a little bit.
Okay.
The Bills are they're playing a different style of football right now, bro. I think they're taking a little bit of bits and pieces of the way Kansas City's been playing, because it don't matter. You don't need to be super sexy with the stats. You need to do just enough. You need to be at the right places in the right time for the turnovers.
Yep.
Just to get the win, because at this point, sure, during the regular season, Josh Allen, go ahead, be Superman, get your MVP, go at it. But now we need to do the bare minimum just to get by and get to the Super Bowl. That's all that matters right now.
Who cares about just do what works. Do what
who
works.
Cares about your stats?
No matter how you get there. Yeah,
they had one penalty.
That's it. And that's it was bold, and that was shite.
Yeah,
and it was a bad penalty. Yeah, all they did was block.
Yeah.
Or else it would have been a zero penalty game.
Although, shout out Trey White, because you know deep down he wanted the Bills to win that one.
And that's why he
did deep down.
Did he?
I don't know, but they were happy to see him.
There's birdies chirping.
Everybody was happy to see him. A lot happier than they were to see a certain guy over on the Texans.
I will say, though, no shot. They that penalty on Trey White should – looking back at it,
that's interference. That was interference.
No, it
was. It was.
No, it was not. Watch that one too, damn it. Watch that one too.
I watched it over again. He's right here, right?
This is demonstration.
Him at corner.
Hey, hold on. Let's see it.
This is him at corner. Trey White. Here comes Keon Coleman running at me, okay? Yeah, he's doing whatever. The ball is going way back there. And for some reason, he gets run over up here. You're impeding the lane to the ball. That's interference. That's now care about Scorpio on the green. I'm taking that one.
I don't know. I think me personally, and we'll get into this in a little bit too when we preview the games. Fuck it. We can just preview these games right now. So here we go.
Here we go.
Conference championship round is set. We got the Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen, potentially MVP, rolling into Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium to take on the Kansas City Chiefs, our reigning, defending Super Bowl and AFC champions.
Yeah.
Well,
let's talk about this one.
Color of the logo?
They're saying it's Eagles and Chiefs again.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Yep. Color of the logo.
I think if the Bills played the way they did this past week, maybe Josh just tune it up just a little bit. Not much. Just a little bit. Tune it up a little bit. I think they take it, bro.
Bro, they're all healthy. They got
Milano. No, listen, if you're a Bills fan, you better be praying to whatever God you believe in right now, because I guess he got banged up.
Yeah, they say he hurts me a little bit.
Yeah, we're gonna get a report tomorrow.
He'll be out. You know he's gonna be out there.
Yeah, he made some big fucking plays though. That first 2-point conversion knocked it down.
Yeah.
That was Lamar's fault too.
Sure, add another one.
Anyways.
That one was his fault.
But yeah, man, I think if they play the way they did this Sunday, just do enough to get you by, man. And you could tell me if this hurts or helps them out a little bit. It's the same ref from the Bills Ravens game that's reffing this one.
Sounds okay. Good. That sounds good. Unless he thinks that he didn't penalize the Bills enough.
That is true.
It has to even out or it's going to look suspicious.
Don't even it out.
Or he could be like the guy that's a Celtics fan that refs.
That's what I'm afraid of. Scouted. That's good. Not afraid of the Chiefs. I'm afraid of the refs.
Scouted out a little bit.
What?
You know what? Fuck it. It's time.
Okay.
Super Bowl.
But the Brent, get your notes out. And
I don't. Oh, know I thought he was about to boot you. I thought he was.
I don't know if he.
Yo, if he kicked you from the party.
Oh, he removed himself.
No, I'm right here. I'm right here.
I thought you were getting kicked from the party.
Brother Brent, what do you do?
Get your notes out.
Brother Brent, it's time.
Brother Brent, what do you do with a soccer ball?
What do you do?
You kick it. Goodbye. All right, here we go, Donnie. Well, I'm joking. Welcome back.
What are we doing?
You don't remember that from Xbox? Oh, he froze.
Ah, you're just running around the horn right now.
We're losing Brother Brent, I think.
Slowly but surely.
It just seems like it's getting worse as time goes on, doesn't it?
Earlier he said, what? And then next thing you know, like 5 seconds later, his mouth goes.
YouTube said, oh, he got an ulcer. Get his ass out of here.
Yeah.
Fuck his shit up. All right, but anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we've been making money for y'all season. And the heat of horse just keeps on a giddy-upping. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is. Check your watch. It's time to spread the bread. All right, Brother Bren. Donnie, hold on. I just noticed you don't like doing the who. You don't like.
He never does.
I do. No, I do it every time.
Right. Let's run it back. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is. Check your watch.
I'm doing
it's
this.
Time to spread the bread. I'm gonna lie to you, that beat be bumping.
Yeah, that beat you got headphones in. You got headphones in. That thing was probably, he said, woo.
What? All right, Brother Ben. Divisional round. How do we do, man? To catch us up to speed.
I'm gonna have to go to my notes. So
didn't I just tell him to do that, Donnie, before? I told him to do that.
Say, go to your notes.
We got. You know what? First to worst. Fuck it.
Yep.
I like it. Perfect.
We got Tank.
Pick up the extra yardage. Hamlin can't believe it. Can't tell if that's the real one or like, what? I had it. I swear. I promise.
What was that about?
What did happen?
I don't know. Oh, no. Did we lose him?
I think we're losing him.
We're good. Right?
Oh, he was faking.
Oh, we're back. All right, my bad. He faked it for sure. All right, what's our record, man? Worst or first? My bad.
All right. 7-2. First to worst this round, okay?
Yep.
Okay.
7-2-1. With Tank, right? 6. 3-1.
Okay. Squad.
And then Donnie didn't do so good.
Oh.
4-6.
Ooh. Yeah. So I got to go 2-0 this week to have any chance of going over 500 in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Unless we're ripping the Pro Bowl.
So this week, what we got? What are the spreads looking like? We already know games.
Can we bet on the Pro Bowl?
I don't know if that's even a bettable thing. Like, I don't even know what they do anymore. Do they actually play even a game? Do they even play a game?
If it was the old format, we could. But since they changed it up, I feel like it'd be ass.
Well, they do the challenges during the week.
So, and do they even play a game?
They should bet on the challenges.
It's flag football.
We should bet on the challenges.
Yeah.
All right, we'll check that in next week. Nonetheless, we could do a little preview of these games, too, while we're at it, since there's only two games. So, Sunday at 3 o'clock, Washington Commanders on the road to take on the NFC East rival, the Philadelphia Eagles, where the Eagles are 6-point favorites.
What do we have? The Eagles. Eagles by 10 plus.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Yep.
I'm going to take the Commanders, but the Eagles still win.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Commanders keep it close.
Got my left hand up, dog.
You got them winning all the way?
They might pull this thing off, bro. I got them covering the spread. I got faith they could probably get this thing pulled off. I'm not going to lie to you. Listen. The last time a rookie quarterback made the Super Bowl was Dan Marino. Never been back since. Jaden Daniels is doing things that we've never fucking seen before out of a rookie quarterback. If I was to tell you last year around draft time, during the draft, I'm like, yeah, this guy is going to be the reason why the Commanders are in the NFC Championship this upcoming season. I know they got a new owner. They got a new head coach, new everything pretty much. He's going to be the main reason why they get there. What would you have told me, Donnie?
I've been like, I'll take that bet with you. All you got to do is give me $10 if they don't, and I'll give you $10,000 if they do. And I was getting a free $10.
Listen, it's just something about Jaden, bro. I don't know what it is. The fact that he's – all I needed to see was him going to Detroit and take that dub, because everyone counted them out. Everyone counted them out. Obviously, one really had him in the playoffs, but to get past the wild card round, to go into the number one seed's house, one of the best offenses in the league, we're going for band for band. They were going band for band with them.
We're going band for band.
And he goes in there, and every time they show him, no moment is too big for him. We're still waiting for the moment to be big for him. Haven't fucking seen it yet, and I don't think that's going to change.
He said, fuck that. We can go M for M.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I'm loving it.
Bro. He hasn't shrunk at all. I'll say that. And they're saying he's playing, probably the best fourth quarter football out of the quarterbacks right now.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
You could have an argument for him to be in the MVP conversation if Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson didn't go as bananas as they did.
And Colin Cowherd today, that's my guy. He was comparing them. He was saying he's like 70% Lamar, 30% Mahomes.
Sure. He could close games out. It seems like no moment is too big for him. Cool, calm, collective every time. And the only time you see emotion is after the game when he wins it. That's it.
Is he the best quarterback in the NFC? Gotta be, right?
I wouldn't be mad if you said he was.
Right? Could be him. Hurts, maybe. Stafford, maybe. This could turn into Washington's show over on the NFC side.
It very well could be. If it ends this weekend or ends at the Super Bowl, whatever, win, lose, whatever, however it goes down, there's going to be teams out there that are going to want to play with him.
This might be the worst team that he plays on for Washington.
Still on, obviously, rookie contract. To be able to do this in your first year is absolutely insane.
They were just the second pick, and it wasn't on Jerry Jones's ideologies.
A lot of the game,
they were
a lot of the players on the team this year. I feel like a lot of them were on last year's team too.
They got a lot of guys.
All they did is sign a few vets, and here they are.
Dwami Brown, did you have him having a career game last week?
No. Neither did Amon Ra.
I don't even know if I can tell you his name.
They got a guy over there that got taken in front of me.
If you're an Eagles fan, you should be a little concerned. Don't get too ahead of yourself. But I will say, this is good. This might come down to it, bro. I'm not going to lie to you. This game is going to be electrifying.
They might think it's free.
Oh, you said it was.
It's a bye.
Okay.
It's a bye to the Super Bowl. You have Saquon Barkley, one of the nastiest defenses in the league, A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, Dallas Goedert, and a really good quarterback in Jalen Hurts. And you're telling me the number two worst team in the league last year isn't free?
That was last year, though.
It's a whole new team,
We're in this year, Donnie.
Bro. The team that you barely lost to with Kenny Pickett in the whole game.
Jaden Daniels could be the difference maker that they needed, and he's already shown it.
And this is his third game playing them. Third time facing them.
It is the third time facing them, and I don't know if that helps or hurts him.
We'll see.
That is to be determined who got the edge on that one. But we're going to see this crowd after playing everybody. They got some tape on him. He started looking worse. Maybe a little Jaden Daniels magic wears off because Philly's seen him three times now.
Or maybe it turns up even more.
I want to talk to some Commanders fans out there. Hey, listen.
Okay. Listen, all five of you. Pay attention.
Well, there might be more now. It seems like there's more every week.
Commanders fans or the old team name?
This is the thing I was going to get to. Commanders fans, that's your team name, the Commanders.
Okay.
We had a guy come into the live stream on the watch along Saturday.
Oh, yeah, we did.
HTTR. I had no idea what that meant. And we started doing the math. We do, you know, putting two together. Hail to the red
team.
Yeah.
It's not your team, bro. And you know damn well they're going to be – Donnie, we seen it in person at the Indy game a couple years ago. They're still singing an anthem.
Yeah,
you're the Commanders now. And the fact that Jaden Daniels coming in doing this, yeah, that's your team name. You ain't changing it now. You're too good to change it now.
Probably too good to change it now. They kept sucking.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
and then they could have went back.
Yeah.
More likely odds that they could have got that off maybe. But since you're good, well, if you win the Super Bowl and then change your name, then that's looking a little.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
That's a bad look.
Because guess what? You'll probably be poo pups again.
I don't think the poop pipes ever left.
Or maybe the next fans up would be like, hey, since we are good, let's change it back.
Are they getting a new stadium?
At some point.
Probably. There's probably a better chance now that they're good.
That they're actually doing something? That's a fast turnaround. Shout out to Dan Quinn.
Yeah.
The guy you said
was the worst player ever. That was terrible.
Yeah.
Look.
Working out pretty good. Hey, he'll get some more respect. If he gets to another Super Bowl with a whole different team, okay. Respectable.
Yeah.
We got to start the conversation.
It's all on Cliff Kingsbury's back, but respectable.
The defense ain't doing nothing.
I mean, the defense is good. They let up 31.
Pick six last week.
31. They intercepted a wide receiver.
That wasn't the pick six.
Whatever.
Next up, the matchup we're all waiting for here. Buffalo Bills back in Kansas City to take on the Chiefs, where the Chiefs are 2-point favorites. What are we thinking here?
Am I picking to make my spread the bread pick? Record good, or am I picking on vibes?
You tell us.
Well, you know, last week I picked the Ravens, and I did feel like they were the correct pick, even though they lost. They played good. I think the weather got to them. This time the Chiefs are at home.
Mm-hmm.
It's the playoffs. I'm going for the three-peat. They got the little devil magic going on.
They got Caitlin Clark in the suite now.
Caitlin Clark's just chilling with Taylor Swift.
Rachel's podcast.
I don't even know how she got to that situation, but she did. Taylor Swift was just chill with anybody. She got wide range.
No.
From Caitlin Clark to Ice Spice, she's with anybody. But I'm going to take the Bills. But
what's the reason?
Hope.
I like it.
Just because if I was picking unbiased, you know who I'd pick. But nope. We're picking biased here because the Super Bowl is on the line.
You make a pick and stick with it, damn it. Stand on business, then.
We're standing on business. We'll see if it continues. I'd love to see Josh Allen in a dome.
New Orleans?
Yeah. And then if Washington wins, it's a free Super Bowl.
Why you like this, bro?
It's free if Washington wins. There's no chance. The Bills go to New Orleans and stomp them out 31-10.
Congratulations, Commanders. You just won the Super Bowl.
Bro, they not even going to make it out of halftime over there in Philly.
Oh, no, I think we lost Brother Brent.
You can hear us, but we can't hear you, pal.
I can't hear you.
Brother, put your other headphone in.
Yo, the fact that his picture is clear now.
And we just can't hear him, but he's in 4K all of a sudden.
It's one or the other with this guy. The most important segment of the day, he goes out. We lose him. Are the Chiefs playing their
look at us?
Are the Chiefs playing their voodoo on Brother Bren right now?
They're trying to get Nostradamus off the mic. That was something right there. You heard that?
Yeah. Nope, can't hear him. Brad, we just all did a whole.
Oh!
What you got?
When was the last time you heard me?
Now, do we have echo?
For a while, I would say.
Yeah, because my AirPods, they're charged, but they just suddenly stop working. I'm done. I'm done with this.
Oh, we're losing
data. Anyways, when was the last time you heard me?
Nothing.
I couldn't even tell you.
Okay. You heard my last pick?
Yeah, we got the Commanders, yep.
Yeah, you okay. Took but okay. Then we lose still.
I said go Bills.
Okay. What are we thinking? Bills. What's going into this?
Yeah.
Lose by one?
No. I think if there's a chance to win, this is the year.
This is it.
I fully believe it.
I'm about to pee my pants.
I think our team is way better than them.
I think with the everybody eats mentality, we got a chance.
I mean, the last game, they won by two scores, but it was all on we got a score here, so it was like sending it. And I think there's probably no chance that McDermott messes it up this time around. I think he's over that with them. With other teams, I could see him messing it up, but with them, I don't think he's.
Yeah, there. With them, I think he's good now. I think he's got it figured out. Yeah,
but I think there's gonna be some weird stuff going. Like this is, I feel like the Bills could really just stomp the Chiefs, talent wise. Talent wise,
it's always the Chiefs. It's just gonna be a classic game with them, no matter what.
Like I feel like the refs are gonna. It's going to be close no matter what. And if that's because it's the gameplay or if that's because
all the different ways,
I don't think there's any circumstance where either team blows out the other team.
Yeah, no. It'll be close no matter who wins. But like I said, there's a chance.
Nobody needs a three-peat.
Right.
And I think Josh Allen is good enough that they're cool with him going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, I gotta bring up some shit when Tate comes back, cause I'm NFL might be scripted.
Well, you remember the year that the Bengals went and played the Rams?
Do I?
I'm back for that year. Nobody wanted to see Bengals Rams Super Bowl.
That's true.
Nobody wanted to see that, and they still let it happen.
Now that he's back.
No problem in letting Josh Allen in the Super Bowl.
You saw Roger Goodell was at the Bills game?
Mm-hmm.
And he gave a super fan two tickets to the Super Bowl.
He does that everywhere.
He does that everywhere?
I think.
Just making shit up.
I didn't see it last week.
So what are you trying to say?
Yeah, so surprised. That's all. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
It's snowing in New Orleans.
Is that a sign?
They're ready.
Right. I got the Buffalo Bills, man. It seems like this. I know we say this often about. We say this often about this Bills team every year, but just from, like, I don't know, hearing stories from what it's like in the building, the vibes and everything, seeing it for myself too, even at the stadium.
This is the year, man.
This team feels different, bro.
Yeah.
I can't explain it. This team just feels different. Everything about them, their mentality going into the games, their play styles, it's winning team mentality, Super Bowl mentality.
Oh yeah.
They're doing everything right. And last week against the Ravens, typically that's a game they would lose.
That would be the that felt like that one was the end.
And like I was saying earlier, it seems like they're picking up what the Chiefs have been putting down. They're playing Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl winning football. They already beat the Chiefs again earlier this year. I know it's tough to beat the same team twice in the same season, but I think they got the right mentality. They got the right guys to do it. There's something different about Sean McDermott too. These guys are owning the city. You seen what Deion Dawkins was saying on the sideline against the Ravens during that game? Like he said, have you ever taken a minute just to look around, man? Like, these are our people. Like, we have a purpose, man. I don't know. It just feels different, bro. Josh Allen looks a little different. You know, back in the day, he used to have that scary look in his eyes.
No more scaries. Just straight guy.
I think they get it done, bro. I think they get it done against the Chiefs. This is the time to get him, Donnie. Like you say, this is the time to get him.
This is the time. This is the Chiefs are looking at, like, I feel like their team's the weakest it's been. We were saying that last year.
Yeah.
They might be better than last year's Chiefs.
I don't know, but I'm thinking, like, because normally, you know me, I've been saying it's the Chiefs world. We just live in it. I'm going to believe it when I see it. And if this was a different season, I would have picked the Chiefs. But I'm feeling different about this Bills squad, bro. I really am.
They're all together, too. They're talking about, yep, 9 Pro Bowlers, just so who cares? We got none over here. And we're still getting dubs. And that they got past the Ravens, which that seemed like the hard one.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but I feel like the Ravens, like you were talking about that rock, paper, scissors. I think that was you last week.
Yeah.
Yep. The Ravens are the scissors and we're the paper. And so I thought that was it for us.
And the scissors got dull.
Yeah. The scissors got cutting it. So if anyone's going to beat the Chiefs, you know who it is.
It's going to be them.
It ain't going to be those other teams on the other side. I guarantee that.
Nah.
I think regardless, I think AFC wins the Super Bowl regardless.
I'm worried about Philly.
I mean,
the Bills are just a team that when a good running back is in town, gets a little.
That is true.
And there's not just a good running back, but maybe the best one could be coming to town.
Everyone was scared about Derrick Henry this weekend.
I mean, he ran for over 5 yards of carry. They just didn't give it to him enough.
Sorry about it. We won. You know what I mean? It's one of those things.
Facts.
I don't know, man, but it's going to be electrifying. It's going to be one for the books. Another instant classic is ahead of us. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy it while you can now, please. Because
is Tony on the call?
Tony, you already know it.
Let's go.
Oh, they pick up the extra yardage. Hamlin can't believe it.
Can't tell if that's the real one or like, what? I had it, I swear. I promise.
Yeah. What? 3 weeks in a row, bro. 3 weeks in a row, they're going to have Tony Romo, Jim Nance.
That's good. We'll take that.
Yeah.
As long as it's not, what's his name? Guy from Sunday Night Football. Collinsworth.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, get him. As long as it's not him, we're good.
Everybody listening, let us know your predictions in the comment section, and good luck with your picks.
Good luck to the Bills.
Oh, yeah.
Washington. Good luck to Washington. Bills, Washington, so we don't even have to worry about the Super Bowl.
Okay.
You know how awesome that Super Bowl would be?
That'd be a great Super Bowl.
It's a surprise.
I will say New Orleans wouldn't be able to handle a Buffalo Philly Super Bowl. I'm just saying. It's going to be.
Buffalo Philly, yeah.
We don't.
Maybe
we don't
they have, can.
It's going to be World War III. We don't have the facilities for that, Big Man. We don't have the capacity, Big Man.
I don't remember what that's from, but I do remember that for some reason.
All right, y'all. What you got going on this week, man? Hey, big day Saturday. Big stag party for the boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to go down. Hopefully, it goes the way I, you know, envision it to go.
It'll be a good time.
With me raising the Cornhole Championship.
Who knows? I'm not counting you out. Probably not, though.
I got a
rule though. You all are probably lucky. I can't play in the tournament.
Why?
Because the winning pot goes, half of it goes to me. The other half goes to the winner team, the winning team.
Take the whole thing.
Okay.
You know what? Fuck it. Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, get in there. If they don't like it, don't let them win.
Cam Newton, if you don't like dabbing in the end zone, don't let me get in there.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're going to do cornhole. There's going to be beer pong. There's going to be some card game that Dylan came up with. There's going to be basket raffles. It's going to be a hell of a time, man. So, hope you boys are ready.
I'm born ready.
Hope you all are ready for some conference championship football.
I'm watching it on Paramount Plus.
Okay. Look at you.
Hates it.
I can't tell if he's serious or not.
I got another picture for you.
He's not serious. He just said he's got a picture for us. He's not.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
I'll show you my account.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see it. Man. The Reddit.
Yep.
Okay.
You know where I'm
at. Make sure. Hold on, real cool. We don't got to spend too much time. I know we got to get up out of here, and I'm fucking starving. Appreciate you guys hanging out.
Yeah,
with
me too.
The show is a little different. We're at home, fucking snow blizzard outside. Kevin O'Connell extension with the Vikings. How we feeling?
Good. He's a good coach.
One of the best coaches in the NFL.
Good. Well deserved. I agree.
Jerry Jones about to coach the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Very welcome. Fuck it. I'm going to do it myself.
Do it my damn self.
All right, y'all. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms at @TankTalk_pod. Stay up to date with everything Tank Talk, TankTalkPodcast.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel here, the Tank Talk Podcast YouTube channel, the sports one, not the fish one. And there you go. And
every time.
Breaking news. Mark your calendars. The Super Show. February 4th out of Emerge. We'll be live that Tuesday, week of the Super Bowl. Let's have a fucking day, y'all.
Let's go.
Brother Brent, Donnie, thanks for pivoting a little bit there. Calling in from home. And that being said, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy conference championship weekend. Stay safe out there. Stay warm. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
Go Bills.
Go Bills.
And Commanders.